Once again, DJ Easy West, thank you for bringing us back. Man, that's just poetry there, Podcast.
That could scare people, Tools. Could scare people.
Oh, he is a genius.
We get a lot of listeners, but they might not like us for playing those clips.
They'll understand once they get the feel. Okay, time to talk about the most depressing thing in Philadelphia besides the murder rate. Oh. And that is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Hopefully you don't have scissors or anything sharp near you right now. This team's terrible. They're horrible.
Must win game against the New Jersey Nets. Must win game. And they blow it. I mean,
New Jersey Nets. Let me just throw a few things at you. Jason Williams shot his limo driver in the head with a sawed-off shotgun. Drazen Petrovic, the guy died. He was your best player ever. And then Armin Gilliam just died. That's all you can say about the Nets. And they just beat us, Tools. How does that happen?
It's disgusting. I think. Borderline bearably watchable anymore.
Doug Collins, nice knowing you, brother. What, 4 or 5, 6 more games yet to coach in Philly, and then you get the break. You will enjoy it. You don't want to come back here, and you won't come back here, Tools.
Not only can DJ Easy Wiss mix something up so brilliantly like he did today, he was all over the Sixers playing Miami. First round of playoffs, yep. Swept. Right. I hope they get swept. Don't even drag it out.
Don't even come into the building. Yeah. Tools.
I'm sorry.
Calm down. We're in a secured home
here.
I was bamboozled by
the 20-9 start by the Sixers. Yeah. I went all in. And they stink.
We took a lot of heat for this, Tools. We talked a lot of Sixers early in the year. But come on. This team seemed to be on the right track to the playoffs. A high seed in the playoffs. Amazing that they just totally collapsed. Doug Collins, you couldn't do anything about it. We don't hold it against you. Let's just find a new coach for next year. He's not coming back.
New coach?
He's not coming back.
First thing I knew, you bring back hip-hop. They shipped him out like he was the issue. It wasn't hip-hop.
This angry, I don't know if I've been in a long time. Hip-hop was the heart and soul of the Sixers franchise. So many seasons at 35 and 57 or whatever their horrific records were. It was hip-hop was always there, Tools.
I know. He was there for the 2001 run. I mean, when Allen Iverson had his ear up to the crowd, everybody's going crazy. Hip-hop was there.
Everyone will say that was Iverson's team. Some will tell you that was Larry Brown's team. That was hip-hop's team, Tools.
You're right.
Everybody you talk to in the locker room will tell you that was hip-hop's team.
I tweeted Iguodala earlier on this week. I said, just leave. Just get out of town. Don't come back. Yep. How is he a max contract? Max contract!
And of course you got nothing back from him. He's used to not answering when it comes down to the wire, Tools.
Answering? He doesn't do anything. He doesn't even pick the phone up.
It's terrible. Get him out of here. Get a lot of guys out of here. Evan Turner, let's keep him here, Tools. Right. Let's keep him here.
We've spent enough time on the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Brian Hauser probably just turned off the radio show as we're speaking right now.
Watch your back, Tools.
We're fired up. Sixers, just forget about them.
Yeah, that's speaking of the Flyers,